as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here. God. Ugh. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
You're listening to K-Pop Cafe on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory located in British Columbia, and your DJ Jaden is back again this week. Alright, so that we just heard Don't Know You by Haze, which is currently on the first place on Mnet chart. I just checked this out today morning. So today is the last episode of the month, so get ready with me on air today to say goodbye to June 2017 and welcome to July 2017. And we're almost halfway through this year, 2017, and am I happy with that? Not really. But personally, I'm not really afraid of aging, because if you don't age, that means you're not really living our lives, and if you don't live our lives, then we'll never achieve anything that we want in our lives. And some goals and some dreams do take time, and as we make every effort on our part to make the goal as, what we want to happen, time goes by, and in the end, we'll get the result and achieve the goal as a reward of every effort we made and the amount of time that we spent. So, if you miss being younger, so let's say being 20 years old. I'm 23, by the way. And, well, if you're like that, please take a moment to step back for a bit and then look back. When you're 20 years old, did you not miss being a teenager? Because, or, at least, well, let's reduce the gap a bit more. How about being 19 years old, like just by one year younger? So did you already miss that, and did you not want to become 20 years old at that time? But now, when you look back, you'd do anything to go back to being 20 years old. So please know that in the future, you'll miss being the age that you are right now, and that's how I think of it. To give you a little bit of, relaxing reason for it, I guess. And also, one cultural note, in Korea, people count their age by year. So we age on the first day of a new year, January 1st. So I think I mentioned this before. And on the last day of 2015, to tell you that my personal experience, the very last day of 2015. So I was not happy about having to age again. And I remember I was sad on the first day of 2016 about that. And now this is 2017, so I'd do anything. Well, not anymore, but up until like a few months ago, at least, when I realized this. But I've done anything to go back to the first day of 2016, because back then I was 1 year less old than how I am now. And so that was when I realized that this kind of like circle would always go on and on. And that was when I came to a thought that every single moment of our lives, we should try to make the best out of it without worrying about aging, instead of, you know, spending meaningless time about worrying about aging, you know. So rather we would just like really live our lives and make the best out of it. And so that's my advice for you guys. Alright, so that's about it, and we just need some music now. So let's listen to what's up next. Yes I Am by Mamamoo. So I listened to it last night and I loved it, so let's listen to it. And also, Mamamoo sang a soundtrack for a currently popular drama called Strong Woman Do Bong Soon. And it's called Double Trouble Couple. So I also heard it before I came here today at the studio, and it's good. So it's in now my playlist on my phone. So it's a cute song, so if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, might as well just like listen to it together with them.
Feline button. 뿌리는 눈물보다 나는 내 눈 무쌍이 좋아 웃을 때 인디언 보조개와 꼴찌 끝 아주 칭찬해 말은 말할 것안 같으면 말할 것 같으면 아주 시크해 말은 말할 것안 같으면 말할 것 같으면 제 나로 말할 것 같으면 신념 있는 여자로 고요한 마음 속에 trouble 흔들리고 있는 건 true 생각지도
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quichua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
All right, hope you guys like the songs. So put Double Troubled Couple into your playlist just like I did. Add that in and listen to it with your loved one, I guess. Good news, Blackpink is finally back. So one of my favorite groups personally. So they're back. Like not only just their looks, I really, really love their music. They're back with a new song called As If It's Your Last. I mean, who'd not love them, seriously? Their music is so good. And if you're not really into their music, yeah, don't worry too much because you'll become a fan once we listen to some of their songs in a second. So let's not only just listen to their new songs, let's also listen to the ones that came out before, which I played multiple times on previous episode, but in case you guys missed it, I'll be nice to play those songs, their representative song, and I chose two more songs that are not really recent, which are Playing With Fire and Whisper. So yeah, if you know my music test, you should definitely know that by now that there is absolutely no way I will not be playing that those two music, especially Playing With Fire. Alright, so we'll first go with As If It's Your Last, which is their new song, and then Playing With Fire and Whisper, which came out a few months ago. Alright, let's go.
조심 말하고 사랑은 마치 불장난 같아서 다치니까 yeah. 엄마 말이 꼭 맞을지도 몰라 널 보면 내 맘이 뜨겁게 달아올라 두려움보다 널 향한 끌림이 더 크니까 yeah. 멈출 수 없는 이 떨리는 어린 너는 너의 내 전부를 너란 세상에 늘 던지고 싶어
내 말 들리냐?
불어라고 담 더 커져가는 불길이기 약인지 속인지 우리 엄마도 몰라 내 맘 도둑인데 왜 경찰도 몰라 불붙은 내 심장이 더 부어라 너는 기름 Kiss him while I diss him I don't know but I miss him 중독을 넘어서 네 사랑은 crack 내 심장의 색깔은 black 멈출 수 없는 이 떨림은 오네 너네 넌 내 전부를 너란 불길 속으로 던지고 싶어
Cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
All right, so you're listening to K-Pop Cafe on CHL 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Territory, located in British Columbia. And K-Pop Cafe is a show where we aim to provide the local community here in Vancouver with everything about Korea, including the pop and music trend, news on Korean TV shows, movies, and news about Korea to explain what's happening over there. All right, so you guys remember the guy named Aiden, right? So the guy who came to our show the other day and then had a really fun talk with us. So I thought you guys would miss him already because he's a funny guy, pretty talkative, energetic, and also so I told him this morning that I would call him during our show today, something that we've never tried before on air, right? So we've had invited some guests over multiple times, but we never had a phone invitation call. So I'll see. So let me try this new thing. It's new for me as well as it is for you guys. So let me try to call him and then see if he picks it up. So let's give it a shot. All right. So so I just learned how to do it. So let's go for this. All right. I'm gonna try this. All right. Hold on. So I'm just gonna dial the number here. All right. All right, stay here with me, guys.
Cannot be completed as dialed.
What?
Please consult your directory and call again.
Hold on a second. Okay, so on air. Okay, so. So here's number 9. 1. Alright. So, number 9. Okay, so this is actually a little difficult. Alright, hold on, let's see. So 1, and then, so dial number 9, so he's number right here. 1, 2, 3, alright. Alright, I just pressed the dial button. Let's see if it works. Please, please work for me, for us, please. Let's see. Alright, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hello? Aiden?
Yeah, hello?
Can you hear us?
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? Wait, what are you doing?
Doing well.
You're doing fine?
Yeah.
Wait, can you hear me? Can you hear us, like, clearly on the phone?
I'm not doing anything right now. I'm just here at home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, can you hear us clearly? Like, can you hear my voice?
I can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. So the mic is on with the phone. You can hear what we're playing the music in just a sec. And you're on the line. All right, so you're in there and your voice is up. All right, microphone's on. All right, everything's perfect. All right. Hey, Aiden, how's it going, man?
Hello. I'm doing well. It was kind of a really sudden call that you gave me in the morning. Hello, I'll be just calling you in the morning. I want to get into my ear. I was like, what? Why?
Hey, what time was it when I messaged you? You're still in bed?
I was dying. Yes.
Dang. Oh, man.
Yeah.
What time did you wake up today?
I woke up around, I don't remember, like 9:30. Yeah.
9:30?
That's kind of late for me because I always wake up at super early, like 8.
8?
But, yeah.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, wow. Well, I wake up at 7.
That's a little concerning, but yeah. But anyways, yeah. So what's up?
Hey, yeah. So yeah, we're just like wondering how you've been doing since last time you were here at the studio. So could you tell us what you've been doing so far?
Yeah, for sure. So I think it's been really long time, right? Because by the time I was there, I think it was when some My Way, which is Fight for My Way, was not even on air.
Oh, the drama.
Yeah, and then now it's like where are we? Like 12th episode or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so I think it's been a really long time. During that time, I have had lots of things happening. I haven't been to gym lately.
You've been to gym? Oh, because you hurt your back or something?
No? I did. Also, I have been sick for a couple of weeks now. So.
Right, and you're pretty. Yeah, I know you're doing really busy with the busy schedule nowadays.
Yeah, I am. I'm working a lot lately, and just a little, yeah.
Right.
And what have you been doing lately? I've been catching up with all the shows that you had and everything. Nice. But,
every week on live, or did you catch it live, or did you have to listen to the podcast?
Because it's Thursday, because I work on Thursday. Sometimes I listen on the radio, but sometimes I have to kind of wait for the podcast. But, yeah.
Right.
To catch up.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good. So you've listened to everything so far?
Yes, I have.
Thanks, Aiden.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, the weather today is pretty nice. It's sunny outside right now. Yeah. And when I came here on my way, it wasn't cold at all. So I only have my t-shirt on today and don't have any sweater. Mm. Yeah, it's nice out. I guess it's a nice weather for a picnic, I guess, people to go out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But guess what I'm going to do instead of going on a picnic?
What are you going to do? Are you going to stay in bed and watching TV?
Yep. That's exactly what I'm going to do because I have a day off today. I'm like, why would I go outside?
Yeah, day off.
Yep.
Right. Right. The drama? The Fight My Way?
My Way?
That's the one you're going to watch?
Well, I finished it a couple of days ago. I mean, like 2 days ago when it was on there. I'm just waiting for next week.
Right. Hey, I have a recommendation for you, Dan. I just started watching Reply 1, 1988,
Ingpal.
Yes. So it's old. It's like a year and a half old, and I'm pretty behind with all the K-dramas compared to my friends. And I just started watching it, and it's so good. And I finished like a couple of episodes at the beginning, so I recommend you to watch it. It's amazing.
Okay, we'll try to. Isn't that when kind of like, isn't that like our parents' generation kind of as well?
Yeah, our parents' generation. I think it was my when parents were in high school, that generation. Okay. It was 1988, so.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was like 10 years before, I mean, the time setting in the drama is like 10 years before you were born, so. And I didn't even exist at that time either. Huh?
Yeah. Just judging that we are kind of getting old. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you know what? Like, being someone who was born in the 90s, mm-hmm. And just because the time setting, the drama is in the 88, so it's right. Like the close to being the 90s. So it's, for me, I still have the memories of living in the 90s. And yeah. I still remember like what the city looked like back then. So it's kind of like a... good for me to like watch in the drama that like things like being similar to what I saw as I grew up,
right? Like nostalgic.
Yeah, definitely. So the weather is getting nice and it's getting slowly hotter now, so summer is officially here. So tell us please if you have any special summer plan.
Summer plan. I kind of want to go to Victoria Island by myself as a, you know, like self kind of, what should I say, development as well as kind of a treat.
Right, like, you know, sort of a way to celebrate your finishing your first year.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm planning on doing that maybe next week or like, I don't know, somewhere in July probably.
Probably in July.
Mm.
Right. And you also went to beach with your friends?
Yes, I did. I did.
Yeah?
On Sunday, which was 33 degrees or whatever. It was really hot. I was dying, but the water was too cold that I couldn't even really go in.
Oh, right. Did you get sunburned anything?
Surprisingly, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, I didn't.
Nice.
Kind of on my back, but I mean, like, my back of my neck, but nowhere else.
Yeah, that's no problem as long as it's not. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't like being sunburned, so that's why I always go to, like, whenever I want to swim with my friends, I always go for, like, indoor swimming pool.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, like, I'm scared of going to the beach. It's just...
Beach, yeah. Right. I prefer swimming pool more, but yeah.
Right. So basically, like, the motivation I wanted to call you today was because yesterday I was sorting out my music playlist and then trying to decide which music to play for the listeners. Sometimes like when I pick music for the people on air, like there is a moment when I go through the list, I just cannot pick a right song. And it was late, so I couldn't call you last night. So I wanted to like ask you for like a song recommendation. So could you, if you have any song requests, I would play that right now if you tell us which one is good.
For sure. So lately I've been watching a drama called The Guardians. The Guardians. Mm-hmm. And I would like you to play Amen by Damiano. It's an OST from the drama I just talked about, The Guardians.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Amen by Damiano?
By Damiano. Yeah.
Damiano, is it a group? I've never heard of them before.
No, Damiano, I believe it's a single person. It's a guy, think. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I never heard of him. It was my first song that I've heard from him, actually. But I actually like this song. I just like the style he raps and stuff. It's pretty good.
Okay, awesome. All right, so but here's the thing. Like, here's what happens whenever I call you. Is there something like to surprise you?
Should I be scared for it?
Yeah, sort of. Well, if you're not the type of person for singing, before we listen to the one that you recommended, I'm gonna make you sing this time because it is your second time being on air, and you didn't sing last time you were here.
Yes, but you should have told me earlier.
I know you sing, so I'm just gonna ask you on the spot right away, like to improvise.
Okay.
Because you like to go, you like going to karaoke with your friends, right?
Yes, I do, but not in public. But
not on air.
Oh no.
Right. So would you be down to sing?
If you say so, I guess so.
Please.
Okay.
All right. Which song should I ask you to sing?
Let me see. What song do I... Okay, so I'm going to choose my number 18 of my karaoke list.
Number 18? That's very Korean.
Yeah, number 18 my playlist. It should be 2 a.m.'s this song.
This song? 이 노래?
Yeah, 이 노래.
Okay, by 2 a.m., composed by JYP.
JYP. Yeah.
All right, so 이 노래. So this song by 2 a.m., and do I have the song ready in the list? Yes, I do. All right, awesome.
Oh, you do? Oh, whoa.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. I was ready for this. Yeah, because I have like a separate list for the karaoke version, like so that people mm-hmm. can sing. So I have it here, and it's actually on one of the top lists. So I can, I'm ready to make you sing right now. So okay. So it is Inore by 2 a.m. Are you ready for this? Any last words?
Last word? No yeah. last word.
No.
I'm still a little sick, so it could be a little bad, but I'll try my best.
Okay. Do you wanna test like the volume just before you start?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. So right, I have an ML already here.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's see. Yeah. Just because like the volume of the song shouldn't overlap yours, and we haven't tried this before on air.
Yeah.
So we should probably like test it the volume for a sec.
Okay.
All right. Sure. So like, let me know if the volume is too loud. All right.
Okay.
All right. So you don't have to sing at the beginning for this time.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll
okay.
just hum it. That's
right.
Okay.
Okay. I'll have it on now. All right. 3, yeah. 2, yep. 1, and.
I think it's too loud.
Too loud?
Yeah.
How's this?
It should be fine.
It should be fine?
Yeah.
Awesome. Fine. All right. I have it on ready here. So, hey, everyone, Aiden's going to sing to this song. It is called This Song by 2 a.m. And I have the instrumental ready here for karaoke version. So, Aiden's going to sing.
Next time, you better remind me beforehand.
Hey, sorry. Hey, well, I all right, I don't know. I like to embarrass people on the spot.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right, so I'll have it go. Let's do this. 3, 2, 1, and...
예쁜 목걸이 사주고 싶지만 멋진 차를 태워주고 싶지만 예쁜 옷을 입혀주고 싶지만 호나 좋은 곳에 데려가고 싶지만 주머니에 넌 손에 잡히는 게 없는데 어떻게 널 잡을 수가 있어 내 생활은 너에게 어울리질 않는데 그래도 내 곁에 있어주겠니 줄 수 있는 게 이 노래밖에 없다 가진 거라고 이 목소리밖에 없다 이게 널 웃게 만들 수 있을지 모르지만 그래도 너보다 네가 받아들길 바래 본다
I'll
stop here. Yeah! thank you for nursing me. But yeah, I couldn't hear the MR properly, so I kind of did a little bad in the middle.
Off the beat?
Yeah.
Off the beat. Yeah. It was good. It was good.
Thank you.
I liked it. Well, I'm not good at singing, so I'm not... Who am I to say this? But it was good.
But at least you're good at dancing, right?
Well, I'm a better dancer than you are, so...
Okay, it's time for you to hang up.
Well, hey, here's this. Here's the deal. You can sing, I can dance.
What do you want? Do you want to do you want me to sing and you dance at the same time?
Hey, later we should do a live show with the camera on, just in case, so that we can have it. We can have a dance battle at the studio.
That'd be really funny. What's you know how UBC CICR has a huge glass that people can see?
Yeah, the look through the door. Yeah.
Right. What if there's a lot of people looking and Snapchatting and they'll be like, what are these people? They're embarrassing our school.
Yeah, it's what are these two crazy Korean guys doing in the studio?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh well. Hey, that was good.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. It was you're the first one, because last time we had someone named Alex. You know him, right, Alex?
Alex, yeah.
Yeah. Him, the one I call Hyung.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he was, I was going to make him sing too, but he was too embarrassed to do it, so I, yeah, but, well, for you, I don't care if you're embarrassed or not, he's going to make you sing on the spot.
Wow, thank you.
Right, all right, so do you have any last words that you want to say? We still have the song you requested, Amen.
Yes, I want you to play that, please.
right, Amen. All right, so do you want to listen to it and come back after that?
No, I think it'll be fine. I'll,
You want to sign off now?
Yeah, I'm embarrassed enough.
All right. Yeah, we'll let you go to watch your drama or something in bed. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Aiden, for a quick phone call today. Thank you for not ignoring the call I made. I was actually worried that you were gonna prank me by not picking it up on purpose.
Actually, I was gonna hang up, but then I pressed the call, answer the call button by accident.
Oh my god! That was not the technical problem that I made. It was you. Hey, not.
No. The first one was not, I didn't get any call.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it was my first time, because I have a board, the machine right in front of me here, with all the volume mixers and everything here.
Right.
And, yeah, there's, a dial pad, and I was going to, it was my first time using it, so I had a bit of technical problem here just on the spot, and, yeah, so, but it's good. In the end, we had a fun, quick talk, right?
Yep, we did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Aiden. Talk to you again on air pretty soon.
Yep.
All right.
For sure.
Yeah. See ya.
Yeah. See ya.
All right, guys. That was Aiden. Yeah. Everyone loves Aiden. He's a fun guy. Talkative. Pretty talented. Good at singing. But yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so we should have phone calls like this more often later. And by the way, sorry for the technical problems and some awkward silences that I made at the beginning before the call. My first time using it, as mentioned. And next time you should probably be better at using this. But yeah, it's good. Alright, so back to listening to our music. Let's listen to some music by this girl named Hayes. So basically, Hayes, as I think I mentioned it before, she came to Vancouver, I think it was 2 months ago, and she had a huge popular concert here, and every one of my friends, they went there, and as you all know, as you might have expected, I didn't go, it's because I had something important going on that day, but yeah, and it was before I got into her song, personally, and now I'm really into her songs, and I really regret a lot that I did not go to her concert, I checked the music chart, and Hayes has multiple songs in the chart, which I haven't played yet, so we'll listen to two more of her songs, as we already listened to Don't Know You, the newest song at the top, the very first song, the very opening song today at the top. So it will be songs called You, Clouds, Rain, featured by Shin Yongjae, and another song which will follow it, which is 먹구름.
아침 소리가 바람 가득 재우면 그대로 난 돌아가 차라리 난 이 비가 그치지 않았음에 내 기억 속에 살 수 있게 나 널 아프게 했던 넌 난 놈이니까 널 다시 품에 안을 자격도
아님이라도 시원하게 퍼보죠 우리기만 해 all day yeah. 먹구름이 나를 따라서 떠다녀 친구의 전화도 또 모른 척하고 하루가 지나서야 답장해 기분은 좀 어때 물어볼 게 뻔해 역지 미소를 장착해 넌 원래 이리 염원하는지 슬픈 역할을 배정받은 듯이 나는 아무 짓도 안 했는데 나만 오면 왜 우울해질까 이 공간이 억지로 울어야 해 드라마 주인공처럼 친구들이 날 위로하고 BGM이 깔리네 yeah, yeah. 좀 오일도 있었는데 맑았던 내 맘은 어느새 yeah.
난 지금 잘 살고 있어 먹구름 가득한 하늘이 맑아질 때쯤 주위가 내 신경을 써 I'm cool, I'm you 이제 혼자 지내는 게 더 편해졌어 친구들 만나면 불편해 괜찮아 시덥지 않은 얘기들만 해서 Now I'm fine, don't ask about her 그거 말고 다른 얘기 많잖아 왜 내 빈잔만 계속 기다려 몇 번 말해야지 알아들어 나 진짜 괜찮아 My God, 전에 이제 한숨 쉬기가 좀 편해 이제 감정을 다 써버려서 무덤덤에 날 그만 걱정해줘
Troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Is how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Hey guys, I'm sorry, I forgot to play the song that Aiden requested. I'm sorry, I was like, after we hung up, I was like really excited about the fact that he sang really well. Yeah, sorry guys, I forgot to play it. So I'll go back to the chart music list and should play this before we finish our show. All right, so Aiden requested the song Amen by Damiano.
We'll be right there. 우리는 널 지켜보고 있어. 네가 충분히 간절하다면 기꺼이 버스케 가면 네 손에 더러운 피 묻는 건 싫으니까 좀 뒤에서 구경이 나. 어차피 이길 수 없는 싸움 걔네가 만든 링 위에 선루를 따라서 난 이길 수 없는 법. I'd rather be, rather be, rather be, rather be wicked. Close your eyes, it's time for the payback.
AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Hey y'all, so that's it for that's the end of today's show. So summer is officially here, so why don't you start a good K-drama like Aiden And you can start watching Guardian, the one he mentioned, and also you can also watch Replay 1988, which I mentioned, and watch it with me. Alright, so make sure to stay tuned right in for upcoming shows on CITR 101.9 FM, as there will be many different awesome shows that will be coming on air, and I'll be back next time, next Thursday at 1 p.m. as I always do. Thank you so much for listening to K-Pop Cafe today here with me today, and have yourself a wonderful day. I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.